USA Radio News. The U.S. is pledging another $300 million in military aid to Ukraine. The Defense Department said the military aid will include laser-guided rockets, drones, armored vehicles, ammunition, machine guns, and night vision. So far, the Biden administration has provided over $1.6 billion in assistance to Ukraine during the Russian invasion. Ukraine President Zelensky spoke to Fox News.
It's hard for us to talk about NATO because NATO doesn't want to admit us. If we join NATO, we would make NATO much stronger.
President Biden is cheering the March jobs report as the economy added another 431,000 jobs in March.
More jobs created over the first 14 months of any presidency in any term ever.
The unemployment rate dipped to 3.6%, down from 3.8% last month. New federal reports show the top 1% of America's total wealth peaked at nearly $46 trillion late last year. Higher stock prices are one reason for the total increase. This is USA Radio News.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490.
Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Again, 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490 today.
Or at SwissAmerica.com.
Border crossings along the U.S.-Mexico border will prepare for more migrants after the U.S. ends Title 42 pandemic immigration restrictions. The policy turns away asylum seekers at the border due to COVID-19 concerns. That's expected to end May 23rd. Texas immigration attorney Andres Meher.
No matter what they do, they're not going to be prepared for the number of individuals that are going to be presenting themselves.
New York City's mask mandate for young children will remain in place after the city won an appeal on a judge's ruling lifting the mandate. The city had planned to lift the mandate for that group on Monday. New York City Mayor Eric Adams.
Our plans were to take a week to assess the numbers before removing masks for 2 to 4 years old.
Two former Trump aides may face criminal contempt of Congress. Citations from the House, Peter Navarro and Dan Scavino, have refused to cooperate with the House committee investigating last year's attack on the Capitol. House contempt citations would be referred to the Justice Department for possible prosecution. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Authorities in California say they took down 18 alleged drug traffickers in an investigation into a string of overdoses dating back to 2020. Officials warn many of the deaths and near deaths associated with overdoses are from counterfeit pills laced with fentanyl. Homeland Security Investigations, San Francisco Special Agent in Charge, Tatum King.
2 milligrams of fentanyl can be deadly depending on a person's body size, tolerance, and past usage. And really what 2 milligrams equates to is just a couple of grains of salt. Very, very minute amount.
Buying a new or used car is getting pricier. Car shopping experts Edmunds say the average monthly payment for a new car is expected to reach a record high of $648 in the first quarter of 2022. Used car payments are expected to jump to an average of $538. Edmunds also reports the average financed amounts are rising, the average reaching just over $39,000 for new cars and $30,000 for a used car. A New York City judge is dismissing a suit over Kellogg's strawberry Pop-Tart labeling. The proposed class action suit argued the breakfast food giant mislabeled ingredients to exaggerate the amount of actual strawberries inside. Noting the frequency of lawsuits over false labeling, another Manhattan case was tossed this week that accused Mondelez International of trying to make consumers think stoned wheat thins actually contained stone ground whole wheat flour in order to charge more. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Russell.